The North American International Auto Show will be in full swing for the next couple of weeks in Detroit. The event is broken up into different, quote, events. It begins with this press preview, which is why you're hearing all the reporting on the show now. And then there's the industry preview. That's when all the car companies take a look at the new goods. Then there's a charity preview, which is a bit of a misnomer. That's when big companies entertain clients or reward members of their team. Read into that what you will. And finally, at the very end, they let the general public in to see what's going on. This year's show follows a rough year for American car companies. They lost billions of dollars. And so with this show, U.S. car makers are hoping that a new commitment to green will reinterest the car buying public and put the industry on the path to recovery. Here's NPR's Anthony Brooks with a report.
For at least the past decade, American automakers have counted on big pickup trucks and full-sized SUVs to define their success. Weight, power, and muscle were the operative words. But now the industry is embracing a new word.
It's not that easy being green.
This new ad from Ford features the green Muppet struggling up a cliff until he reaches the top and finds a brand new Ford Escape, a hybrid SUV that runs on gas and electricity.
It's not that easy being green.
Maybe not easy, but certainly necessary now that gas costs around $3 a gallon and after Congress raised fuel efficiency standards for the first time in 32 years. Little surprise, then, that this week in Detroit, the North American International Auto Show will be all about green. Here's how Ed Pieper, general manager of GM's Chevrolet, introduced the new Chevy Volt at the LA Auto Show last November.
Plug it in overnight, then drive 40 miles without burning any gasoline. The onboard engine is only for recharging the battery, allowing you to go hundreds of miles on a single tank.
This year in Detroit, car makers will be tripping over each other, hyping their greenness. Besides the Chevy Volt, Chrysler will show off three green vehicles, including a hybrid Jeep with a lithium battery, an electric station wagon, and a car fueled by hydrogen. But don't expect to see any of these at your local dealer yet. These are so-called concept cars, imaginary vehicles still being developed. But even skeptics say they do show that Detroit is finally changing its ways.
A couple of years ago, I probably wouldn't have taken the U.S. automakers very seriously when they started talking green.
That's Paul Eisenstein, who publishes The Car Connection. He says he now believes that Detroit is serious about going green.
A lot of it has to do with simple market realities. Consumers want the industry to go green, and they're starting to shift where they spend their dollars.
A great example of that is the hybrid Toyota Prius, now the best-selling green machine on the market. But Eisenstein points out a lot of other hybrids aren't selling very well. And despite the green hype at this year's show, sales of the big pickups and SUVs are still way ahead of more fuel-efficient hybrids. Again, Paul Eisenstein.
We are seeing a sort of schizophrenia in the business. The big trucks and SUVs remain a mainstay for Detroit. There's a big push for performance, but there's also a big push for green-minded technology.
So in one corner, there's New Detroit, with all those hybrids and green concept vehicles. And in the other, there's Old Detroit, rolling out a brand new Corvette, a $100,000 muscle car with a V8 engine that goes 200 miles an hour. And Ford and Chrysler will continue the horsepower chase with newly designed big pickup trucks. All of which makes people like Carl Pope, the executive director of the Sierra Club, question just how seriously to take Detroit's green conversion.
We can take seriously that there's nothing like $100 barrel oil to focus the attention of the auto industry.
But if they were really serious, Pope says automakers wouldn't have fought to weaken fuel efficiency mandates in the recently passed energy bill. And he says they wouldn't be fighting California's strict auto emissions law.
That was the signal that they're not serious yet about the long term.
But Dave Cole disagrees. Cole is the chairman of the Center for Automotive Research in Michigan and says Detroit is committed to green. And he says automakers deserve credit for past accomplishments like the development of the catalytic converter and unleaded fuel.
It's by several orders of magnitude the most significant invention that has ever been done for the environment. When we write the history of this industry, we're not going to see Detroit as a laggard, but Detroit is one of the primetime players. And progress that's being made today is really pretty amazing.
Cole says that progress includes new lithium batteries and new biofuels, which could make those concept cars reality within a year or two. If so, that might help revive a struggling U.S. auto industry. So a big theme of this year's auto show is recovery, and the big hope is that green can lead the way.
That's NPR's Anthony Brooks reporting from the North American International Auto Show.
My friend Dario is a super mega car. Drives too fast, drives too flash. The noise the wheels make was screeching on the tarmac. Echoes in his head, then echoes in his face. My friend Dario is a super mega car. Drives too fast.
Hey, look, they brought me a brand new rundown. I can read off it. It's so nice. Let me see. Coming up, we have more about that football orgy over the weekend with Bill Wolf, my spouse, and the Bryant Park Project's Monday morning quarterback. Also, Hillary haters. Jack Hitt will join us. And I see that the producers are gathering for the most emailed, most viewed, most blogged about stories across the web. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.